This is Sergeant Davis. Can you tell me which department you're in? Or I have no idea where I've been transferred to.
Okay. I'm Sergeant Davis with the Sheriff's Office, but I also work in conjunction with County Council.
Excellent. Can you connect me to Ann Ravel's supervisor? That's who I asked before.
Okay, there is no Ann Ravel supervisor. But I need to tell you that you need to stop calling here and harassing the people that work in this place.
Oh, would you have an organization chart? You can help me out. All I need is an organization chart of County Council and who Ann Ravel's supervisor would be.
Okay. Like I said, when you start calling a workplace and disrupting...
No, I wasn't. I was just trying to get through to...
Sir, will you listen to me?
Well,
what I'm telling you is if you continue calling here, what you're doing is you're disrupting your work. And when you disrupt their work, you can be cited for that. So I'm warning you right now.
Yes. Can you tell me who your supervisor is? Can I talk to her?
Sure. No problem.
Thanks.
My supervisor is Lori Smith at the Sheriff's Office.
Can I talk to her?
Can you talk to her?
Yeah.
Let me give you the number where you can reach her.
Okay.
808.
Yeah.
4410.
Yeah.
And ask them to connect you to the sheriff.
I like sheriff.
Let me give you my name.
Yeah.
My name is Sergeant Davis, and I work in the county council office. They inform me that you have called here numerous times and you're disrupting their work. Now, like I told you, I've got your name, I've got your information. You continue to do it, you can be cited.
Can...
for a misdemeanor.
If you work in the county council's office, you would be working for maybe Ann Ravel?
Yes. Yes, I work with her.
Well, your supervisor would be...
Lori Smith.
But you work with Ann Ravel.
Yes.
It's confusing.
Unfortunately, you know, I can't help you figure it out, but I'm telling you that's the way it goes.
It's, would a sergeant's supervisor be a lieutenant?
Yes.
And
immediate supervisor.
So your lieutenant supervisor would be?
A captain.
Let's see, how do I say this? Your Sergeant Davis. Sergeant Davis' supervisor would be a lieutenant. Lieutenant's name would be?
My lieutenant's name?
Yeah.
How about, let me give you his name.
Okay.
Gary Peterson.
Gary Peterson. Is it Lieutenant Gary Peterson?
It is.
How do you spell Peterson?
It's not that difficult. How it sounds. P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N.
With an O in it. Can you have his telephone number?
I'm getting it for you.
Okay, is he in the county council's office?
No, he's in the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Cited for, and I'm sure you don't want to go up that road.
Can you explain that to me a bit more, how it's a misdemeanor?
653M.
653. N or M?
M.
And?
That's the penal code.
Yeah. What if you have to call someone because...
They've told you to stop.
Well, the court requires me.
They've told you to stop. And now you're going up another road by saying that the court is telling you.
Told me.
And now you're going up a different road by saying the court is telling you to call. I don't believe that's the case.
I have to
know that's not the case.
I have to communicate.
They've told you that he's not here. And I've told you he's not here.
Let's see. You're the one who told me I have to stop. No one in county council has told me that.
Okay, I've just told you that you need to stop calling.
But, I don't know who you are. Can you tell me your first name?
Look, guy, I've told you my name several times.
The first name?
L-A-M-O-N-D.
L-A...
M-O-N-D.
Lamont? How do you pronounce it?
Lamont.
Sergeant Lamont. Lieutenant Gary Pearson is your,
immediate supervisor.
And Lieutenant Gary Pearson's supervisor would be, just out of curiosity.
I don't know.
Has anyone, can you tell me who told you in county council to tell me to stop calling me?
Who did you call the front desk several times?
I don't know her name, who I called today. I absolutely don't know her name. Is she the one who...
Jennifer.
Oh, that's who it was. She never told me her name. Jennifer, what would her last name be?
Okay, are we done?
It was Jennifer.
Jennifer Allman. Okay, I can't...
Jennifer Allman told
yes.
you to tell me this.
Yes, and I cannot continue to sit here taking up my time.
Can you give me your phone number? Directly.
299-5954.
299-5954. And Jennifer Allman was the one who answered. Can I talk to... can I talk to Ann Rosell?
I told you, do not call here again.
Well, how do I communicate with county council?
We have told you.
Who's we? We is Jennifer Allman and Sergeant Lamont. Davis, is this what we're talking about?
Yeah.
What about Ann Rosell? Has she said anything?
Do you believe that you're going to speak right to Ann Rosell right now? You have a person that you're dealing with. You have an attorney that you're dealing with.
But Ann Rosell might not know.
Oh, okay.
Is that possible?
Might not know what?
What Jennifer Allman said. You to tell me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Until I talk to her personally, and she tells me yes.
Okay. Well, I've already told you what the consequences will be.
What are the consequences to you?
I think I told you.
Outline it. It's a citation. What did you say?
A misdemeanor citation.
And which means it gives me a ticket.
Pretty much, yeah. You'd have to be in court.
And this misdemeanor. Section 653M.
Right.
I'd have to be in court for calling county council and asking to talk to him.
Do me a favor. Why don't you do me a favor and you can educate yourself by looking the section up. And
yeah.
The section up is...
But how would you write the misdemeanor? What would you say on it? In your words, what the misdemeanor be? That
look, I don't have time for this, but I've instructed you. I don't have time.
It would be helpful for me to know.
I've talked for more than 20 minutes, and so has the people at the front desk, and I've already